Hello, it is Wednesday the 6th of March 2013, time is about 20 past one, and just a quick catch up really. It's been a bit of a overcast, stormy day today, quite a gusty wind about, but I'm sitting outside at the moment because the clouds have broke up a bit and the old sun shines out and it's very, very mild. In fact, last night it was about 18 in the house, and there's no heating on, so it's certainly a lot milder at night. In fact, the fire, we haven't had the fire on now for about two nights. Well, we're happy about the boiler all sorted, and the cooker, I've got that in as well. We've shifted the cooker to over by the window, really. I know that's not going to make a lot of sense, but it's all up and running, except for I've got a slight leak on one of the connections. It's a connection that comes out of the boiler. There's basically the boiler comes with the It's a connector that fits into the boiler, and then you just screw it into the hot water feed for the rest of the house or wherever you want it to go. And of course, typically it was just too short to fit in, and so I've had to use the old cable or the old pipe, which is a flexible pipe, and an adjoiner. And I think, and it's basically, it's just where that they are connected. Now, whether the washer has had it and it needs replacing, I'm not certain, but I thought, well, do I do it today or should I leave it? We're going out tonight to celebrate our friend's Heather's birthday. It was on and then it was off, and now it's on again. Originally I was going to go into Lagos, which didn't really fancy driving into Lagos, but we're going to a restaurant up the road, which is handy. And I thought, oh, do I really want to start it now? So I might leave it. It's only a very slight drip. It really isn't hardly anything at all. But it's got to be done. And I think, again, I might as well do it tomorrow. I run Shirley, Rose and Heather into the gosh today. Shirley wants to get a needle for holding stitches. Basically, she's knitting stuff, so well, whatever, that's what she needs. So I thought, well, I'll run them in, and I think they're gonna have a bit of lunch, but I just didn't fancy doing any bloody shopping, so I come back and I watched the Britain keeping Britain on track about the railways. I think this is episode 4, and it's been good. It's really been, you know, it's well presented, and you know, they've really sort of caught the atmosphere of the railways in the way they work and the attitude of the employees and et cetera, et cetera. And it is a good program. I've seen programs like that before on sort of documentary type programs, and you know, they don't really give the feeling, and they're obvious, and they're not always sort of well presented, or they're not quite true. But they really have seemed to have so far really caught the spirit of it all and the problems that it involves. So I watched that this morning, and now I'm out here just recording this and thinking to myself what to do next. Might have a bit of lunch because we won't be eating till about 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight, which is quite late for us really. Well, at one time we was always out in the evenings, but we don't now. We don't seem to bother quite so much. I think when the summer comes back, I think we'll be out a bit more often. But to be honest with you, we prefer to eat indoors. You know what you're getting, and you can have what you like. Okay, that's about it. I'm going to sign off and speak to you later. Bye for now.